And then World War I come on, and I, a foreman at the time, I just worked in barbershop 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to that little farm, and I moved to Leela, which is right about a mile that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right out in front of where Mokto Gibson lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that side of the road. See, you can see some of the old barns and things off from the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked there 3 years, I think it was, as a lumber grader.
Mm-hmm.
Behind a lumber machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to the farm and stayed on the farm a while. And during that time, every time I had an odd chance, I'd build chimneys and build brick pillars for folks and
mm-hmm.
just done a little of everything mm-hmm. about it. And then I wound up when I retired off my work out of painting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my life story now.
Mm-hmm. Did you go into the army?
No, I didn't go. They turned me down for I had a crippled up hand. I had a hand all broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned me down on that.
What school did you go to?
Huh?
What school did you go to?
There used to be a country school on the old highway at Corinth Church. You know where Corinth Church is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was right on that side of the road.
What did they call it?
It was on, it was further from the churches from here to a little further than that storehouse on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a first cousin that was assistant teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fellow named Fane who was a principal, but it's all in one room,
mm-hmm.
and there's 40 of us in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had classes. They had question classes and this kind of class, and every morning when he'd ring the bell, he'd get us all up and make a circle, you know, and he studied that question during the night, what he was going to ask us about our country, you know, and
mm-hmm.
what we'd done, what to do about it, and all that kind of stuff. And we had to make points on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was better on arithmetic and history
mm-hmm.
than was anything else. Them days you could just study anything you want to study, you know,
mm-hmm.
just have certain books. And I made pretty good with it.
How far did you go in school?
Well, I went on until long gun days when I was working under my daddy. When I had anything to do at home, we dropped out of school and done it. Didn't have no compulsory schools then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go to, we never did have over 5 months school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a 3 month school. But we'd go what days we get to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed up in my class though. And after I got grown, I bought me some books.
Mm-hmm.
And went back and bought a spelling book, arithmetic, and a geography. That's what I'd taken.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I went to a little girl that could